The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Welcome to the queue. Of course, my name is Mark Bland, and tonight the state of West Virginia has lost their minds and are willing to destroy our country, literally. Also, John Travolta is all about creating problems for himself, and we will finish out with some letters from the fans. But with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, joining me tonight, he is walking in from his car right now. You can't see him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to my show for the fourth time, 54th time.
There you go.
Andrew Eckel.
This guy.
This guy right here.
Yep.
How have you been?
Good.
You're not even in the middle of, like, if you scoot this way, look like, right, oh,
hey. Hey, what up, baby?
How you doing, huh? Yeah. All right. Okay, let's get down to business. This is The Queue, and of course, I'm going to be reading some hate mail later on.
Ooh, let's get to that.
I was thinking of possibly starting the show off with a little bit of the hate mail. Let's just start off with this one.
Yeah.
By the way, if you notice, I'm wearing a Here Comes the Pain Again t-shirt given to me by the fine folks over at youcantteeme.com. That's youcantteeme.com.
Is that T-E-E or T?
T-E-E.
T-E-E.
U-C-A-N-T-T-E-E.com. youcantteeme.com. Go check out their stuff. They got some really cool original style. As you can see, this is not like a officially version licensed thing. So you can go check out. They got some really unique stuff over there I really like. You know, they got the Macho Man glasses that say Hall of Fame across them. I like that.
Yeah,
I do kind of like that.
Yeah, they do need to put him in.
Hate mail.
That was kind of funny.
Hate mail. Now, Andy, you are a child of the Midwest, are you not?
I am.
You are Albert Pujols' greatest fan. Will you not admit to that, too? He won you two World Series for your favorite baseball team.
True, he did.
Hit 3 home runs in one game.
Yep, that's true, he did.
During the World Series.
Yep.
Just like Reggie Jackson. Not some Tuesday night in a freaking ballpark down in Houston or Texas or somewhere else.
Yeah, nope. But what exactly are you looking for here? I mean, Do I need to jump up and not? Look, my view on Albert is real simple.
Yeah.
He was a hell of a baseball player while he was here. I wish the guy no ill will, but you know what? I can't say that I was necessarily upset that he went 111 at-bats without hitting a home run.
Of course not. Typical fair weather fan. Love them while they're here. Hate them when they're gone. We get it.
No, not a fair weather fan at all.
Love them when they're at the top of their game, St. Louis Blues. Hate them when they lose, get swept in the playoffs.
We get it. How do you see me as a fair weather fan?
No. It's not just.
I wasn't a fan of Albert
just
Pujols.
You.
I was a fan of the Cardinals.
It's not just you.
So don't call me a fair weather fan.
Not just you.
So
that is being a fair. Like, to
no,
an extent,
not.
That is being a fair weather fan.
No, it's not. A fair weather fan would be, I liked the Cardinals when Albert Pujols was here, and now that he's gone.
Lucky for you.
I don't really care. I'm not going to watch them anymore.
Lucky for you.
Wrong.
This guy.
Multiple times.
This guy's on your side. This guy's on your side. I'm going to just read this piece of hate mail real quick to you guys, and then we're going to move on. I'll read some more hate mail for you later on. I don't get to read too much hate mail because I let it accrue over time, and then I pick out the best. But something kind of struck a chord with me. Hey, raging douchebag. I am a Blues fan, and I blew all day long. This is a great team, and I can't believe you waste your time living here while there are houses for sale in that waste of a place called Philadelphia.
I agree.
You are the most obnoxious, arrogant, and hypocritical person I have ever heard on the radio. Go screw yourself. Mike W. Hi, Mike.
That's awesome.
Awesome. That's really great. See, I invite guys like this, Fairweather fan.
Yeah.
To come on my show.
Fairweather fan.
Give them a little plug, help out their lives.
Yeah.
And then they sit here and they agree with you, calling me a douchebag and all these other things because they're just jerks. Similar to the rest of these St. Louis Fairweather fans whose team got swept in the playoffs. Now, my team also lost, don't get me wrong, But they did go to two overtimes to lose those games, as well as won one of their games. So they didn't necessarily just get swept out. With honestly, I'm a hockey fan. Okay. Technically, the Blues should be in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, that's how good that team was. Literally, they are that good. That team was that good this year. But they just didn't pull it off. They choked. Reggie Miller.
Wait. No. Hold on now. You can't necessarily say that. Okay, yes, the Blues did choke, but also you have to equate the LA Kings pretty much to the Cardinals last year. They
okay.
were the hottest team going into the playoffs.
Okay.
And I even said it, and I'll admit it, I'm not a big hockey fan at all. I started trying to get into hockey a little bit this year, went to a couple games, but I thought it was pretty cool.
I predicate your next statement with one little statement before?
Sure, go ahead.
This is the guy that I have actual clean audio on from 2007 who made the grand mistake of making the statement, they're going to make Heath Ledger the Joker? That's going to suck. Got it on audio. We can replay it anytime you want.
Yeah, I want to hear that, actually.
When you, me, and Tony Cabral in studio, primetime with Mark and Tony, recorded. All right,
don't
let's go.
Remember that. Anyway,
move on.
The Kings were the hottest team going in. Yes.
Yes, they were.
Yes, the Blues were good, and I started trying to get into hockey. Not a Fairweather fan.
Fair
Still
enough.
Not going to say I'm a fan of hockey. It sucks that the Blues lost, but I'm not going to watch hockey. Now, if you want to call me a Fairweather fan because I don't like Albert Pujols anymore, then yeah, you can call me a Fairweather Albert Pujols fan, but you can't call me a Fairweather Cardinals fan because I bleed red.
I understand
and
that.
And I am all about
Cardinals. And here's the thing.
And honestly, I think the Cardinals are doing great.
This is for Mike W. out there. And listen, Mike, I just want first off, hey, Raging D-Bag, okay? Okay, great. That's fine. It's a good way to start off a sentence. I mean, if you're angry and you want to throw some stuff at people, that's a good way.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a Blues fan, bleed blue all day. That's cool. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with Blues fans. I think that most St. Louis fans of sports in general are fair weather across the board. When the Rams are doing good and winning Super Bowls, they love them. And when they're not, they suck and they need to go get thrown under a bus. I get it. Like, it's been this way for years. There was the entire 90s of the Cardinals organization that literally they had open seats like half of the damn stadium for most of those years, except for, what was it, 97, 98, when they ended up getting up to the Mets.
96.
They played the Mets in the
96.
Was that 96? Yeah. Other than that, I mean, those teams weren't that, Bryce Jordan and all them, they weren't all that fantastic.
No,
and the fans proved it. They just didn't show up. Now,
but
they were dealing with a strike and everything else. I remember
that. But are you really going to pay that kind of money to go to a ballpark and to drink that money for
when
that
When you
beer?
Bleed red, you do.
Yeah, and I will continue to proceed to go to Cardinal games when I have an extra, $300 laying around so I can, pay for parking, pay for the ticket, pay for beer, buy a pretzel. $300. Gone.
Hey, man. You
so
know what?
When I have that extra money, then I'll go to the game.
I've been saying it for years.
You can't call me a Fairweather fan because I don't go to the stadium.
I don't knock the Cardinals organization for trying to make their money. I mean, that's a very conservative Republican thing to do, and I don't knock them for it. But here's the thing. I'm the biggest purveyor in the idea that if it's a day game, I mean, I'm not taking all games like they do down in Cincinnati once a week. I'm just saying day games. If it's a day game, your hot dogs should be $2. Your soda should be $2. Done. In the books. During day games. Because it's ridiculous for me, knowing that I have a wife and a daughter and a son now, and then if I'm taking all four of us to the baseball game, it's going to cost us bit of $100
No.
plus the food and parking. That's just the tickets.
Yeah, that's like
food and parking over time.
Oh, 150, that's nosebleed.
That's $150, $200 night for nosebleed. Maybe mid-level tickets. If you're lucky, you get a good deal.
Yeah, maybe.
Catch something.
So I agree with that, but I do agree with you as well. There were a lot of, it took a long, long time for the local St. Louis media to put the Blues first in their sportscasts.
Yes.
It took a long, long time in a deep run to get the Blues on the front page and
yep.
have them up on the front. So I agree with the St. Louis media and a lot of the Fairweather fan, companies out there saying, let's go Blues when...
Oh, yeah.
They never had it in
when they
October,
lost that
they
didn't second
have
game
it in November.
Bro, when they lost that second game, all those commercials and them wearing them mm-hmm. on their morning shows, because I watched Tim and Zell, I watched all of them.
Yep.
They had their Blues jerseys on, let's go Blues, we bleed blue, blah, blah, blah. Come that second game and they lost, and they were setting up for that third game, there were no jerseys.
But you,
there were no commercials.
What
let's
you've
go
got
Blues.
To understand is this
Done.
Is this okay, this is not an Out. NBA town, obviously, because we don't have a team.
Of course.
We used to have the Hawks, but they're gone. That was a long, long time ago.
We used to have the Philadelphia Flyers. They were called the St. Louis Flyers, and then they got sold to Philadelphia.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Not a hockey town.
Hockey team, too.
Not a hockey town.
Yep.
No, it is not. This is not a
hockey
town.
Oh, no, it's not.
This is not a football town, even though we have the Lambs and we had the Cardinals.
It's definitely a baseball town. I mean, I'm going to be the first one to...
It is a baseball town. So, that's why the Cardinals will, no matter what, if it's baseball season, spring training to the postseason.
Oh, you do realize this...
If the Cardinals are involved, the Cardinals are going to be
number one. You do realize this entire diatribe between us just makes me a bigger enemy for everybody and makes you loved by everybody.
How's that?
Because they're all going to support you in your opinion. All
they
of them.
Should.
They should.
Anybody
yeah.
who's got an issue with what I'm saying, please come down and explain.
Can
it to
I
me
ask you a question?
This
I have
is
an issue.
A baseball town.
I have an issue with this part right here. And right. You've been a friend of mine for a few years.
Oh God.
12, 13, 14 years? 1998.
Yeah, some.
14 years. 14 years. This kid's known me. This guy.
This guy.
This guy right here. Two thumbs pointing at himself.
Two thumbs. Weep. Oh, I saw the...
Are the most obnoxious, arrogant, and hypocritical person I've ever heard on the radio. Andy.
Obnoxious without a doubt.
Okay.
Nail on the head on that one.
All right.
What was the other one?
Arrogant.
Arrogant. No, I've definitely heard a lot more arrogant than you.
Hypocritical.
Not really.
Say one thing and does another.
No.
Nope. Still bleed orange, boys.
Nope.
Flyers colors.
I'll give him that.
Not hypocritical.
I'll give him that.
So as much as I appreciate your piece of hate mail, Mike W., you, sir, can go screw yourself with a sandpaper condom on a large dildo. All right. Back to the business at hand.
All right, then.
Would insane Texas prisoner Keith Judd make a better vice president? Uh-oh, Andy, let's talk this one. Last night, well, not just last night, a couple nights ago, Obama's main opponent in the West Virginia Democratic primary was perennial presidential candidate Keith Judd, a prisoner in Texas who describes himself as a Rastafarian Christian. But Judd did a little bit better than expected. This is a true story. This is not from The Onion or some dumb website. No. This is legit. To the tune of 40% of the vote, ladies and gentlemen. Which means it's time to start answering the questions on everybody's lips. Should Keith Judd become Romney's running mate? Possibly. Here's the deal. A few nights ago, they ran a little bit of a Democratic primary over there in the good old state of West Virginia. Known for their moonshining and keeping Marlboro employees employed. Probably really good at keeping Marlboro employees employed.
I don't know. You know what I equate West Virginia to?
Hillbillies.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like the...
Nope, don't even.
It's kind of like
the... Chocolate starfishes.
It's kind of like the taint of the world.
I really. See. Get it.
It's like the taint of the United States.
Nope. Listen. He's a Democrat. His issues that he platformed on, mostly guns, marijuana, and the Constitution.
Okay, well, I agree with the guns and marijuana. What the hell's what's got to do with the Constitution?
Well, you're not a good Republican or conservative at this point, then.
Sure not.
Line up fairly well. These things line up very well with the Libertarian Party more than anything else. But who doesn't love a little bipartisanship? Our friend Keith Judd went into this primary... And he scored 40% of the vote, dude. This guy's serving out a sentence in a Texas prison, not just low level or medium security. No, he's in a maximum security prison for doing some stuff in New Mexico State back in the day. He's been there for like 20 some odd years. And from prison, took on Barack Obama in a Democratic primary in West Virginia and literally took 40% of the vote. That's impressive, because it says one of two things.
He's related to 40% of the West Virginia population?
Well, not quite. Either they're all idiots, which I might be willing to, go to that length and say.
Let me go out on a limb and say that.
They could be idiots, or they hate Barack Obama being black and president that much in West Virginia.
I'll take option C, both. Well, let me go out on a limb and say the Cardinals have the second most World Series. Oh, that's not really going out on a limb. That's kind of a well-known fact. Have you ever heard of anything good coming out of West Virginia?
That documentary that the Jackass crew did about the wonderful whites of West Virginia, the dancing, the cloggers.
Yeah,
the hillbilly clogger people.
No. So, again, West Virginia, right?
Yep.
Taint of the United States.
Wow.
Should be broken down.
Wow.
And dissolved.
If they had a baseball team there, I bet you he wished that Albert Pujols played for that baseball team.
It would be funny. Pujols playing for the Pujols.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, the 12-12 thing, yeah. I actually despise that. And as soon as the Cardinals won the World Series, I actually said, this sucks because now next year I'm going to have to listen to 12-12 the whole time.
Or 13-13.
And the problem with that is as good as they are, as good as the Cardinals are, and I hope they win the World Series, this day and age.
Don't lose your fans. Don't lose your fans.
This day and age,
you are pretty hypocritical.
That difficult to go back-to-back in the World Series.
So, good point.
No, not hypocritical, realistic.
Very much so.
Love to see him go 12-12. I would love to see him go 30-30, way back, you know, way in the future, 2030. Love to see him go for 30-30.
30-30.
And I would love to see him outperform the Yankees, obviously. But it's not, it's not going to happen.
So. I'm a Cardinals fan. I've grown up and lived here my whole life.
Yeah, but you're also a faggot-ass Red Sox fan, too.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of kicking the balls. 100 years of curse, and it's gone in one sweep of a victory.
What year was that?
2004?
Yep, 2004. Just making sure.
A long while ago.
I remember.
I think they won again in 2007 for some reason.
Boston? Yeah, I think they did.
All right. TSA finds gun parts inside four-year-old stuffed animals, and the father blames a domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Andy. The TSA agents this past Monday, stopped a man from bringing a disassembled 40 caliber firearm and ammo aboard a plane bound for Detroit. The TSA officials at Rhode Island TF Green International Airport found the gun part stuffed inside a teddy bear, bunny rabbit, and Mickey Mouse doll put on the checkpoint's conveyor belt by the man's four-year-old son. He later told police that the parts were inside the toys. It appears to be the result of a domestic dispute, said Rhode Island Airport Chief Leo Meiser, but would not elaborate. Oh, Messier, I'm sorry. Officers concluded that there was no threat at any time to air safety and allowed the man and his son to continue on their way after confiscating the weapons. All right, so where are we at, ladies and gentlemen? Where are we at with this whole terror thing? Where are we at with the whole need to, like, bother people's days and make them spend 2 hours in a line at a checkpoint at the airport so that Andy can't get out to the Bunny Ranch fast enough in Vegas because he could get there 2 hours earlier if you guys weren't screwing around? But you know what? The guy who legitimately comes through with 40 caliber weapon broken down into teddy bears and puts them on a conveyor belt, which is dumber than dumb. Because the point of the conveyor is you see the machine it's running into. Mm-hmm. It's an X-ray machine. They're going to call you on it. Oh, we must have got those at a... Like, could you imagine what his... Like, Andy, could you just see the face of the dad? He's, oh, well, we got all those at a garage sale just a couple weeks ago. I don't know how those gun parts got in there. Yeah, you do.
That's weird.
You put them in there. Then you try to lay it off on your four-year-old kid. Then you went back to West Virginia and you voted for some Texas inmate in a prison. You're an idiot. Literally.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But I'm just saying, you've been on trips before. We've been on trips together to Vegas for MMA stuff and all this other stuff.
Yep. True that.
Stand in the line. Take off your shoes, your belt. Down to your skivvies if they catch you on some stupid stuff that ain't even the truth.
Hey, dude, hey, you know what? That guy that stripped down to his bare naked ass the other day, I am so with him.
Oh, yeah, the guy who just jumped out there and decided to get naked right in front of everybody like it was no big deal.
Oh, he kept going through, and they kept making him go back and go back. So finally he was like, psh,
done.
Look.
I don't blame him.
I have nothing on me.
Yeah.
And then he walked through and nothing happened.
Yeah.
But they want to cause a big ruckus about it. Well,
of course.
These are also the people that are searching a six-year-old girl with crutches.
Oh, yes. We talked about that on the show. That was the poor young lady who was put through this evasive procedure.
Yeah, and all I can say
invasive procedure, too.
Probably a good thing that wasn't my daughter, because the moment someone puts their hands on my daughter, I'll kill them.
By the way, you're watching this on iWatchRadio.
Break their neck.
.com, iWatchRadio. Now you can see what we were finally talking about.
That's right.
And make sure you go check out theqnow.com. I got the brand new Boiling Point blog up. Have you been on the Bowling Point blog?
No, I haven't.
Have you been on the weekend show over at WestplexNewsTalk.com? Check it out every single Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, WestplexNewsTalk.com. 2 hours live. 2 hours of the queue. Me and whoever I bring in. Just going back and forth. Getting in trouble. That's what we do. We get in trouble. But you're watching the queue uncensored right now here on iWatch Radio. And Andy, I love food.
So do I. Fat kids.
Can you see this jaw? Andy is fantastic at making buffalo dip for nachos.
Yep.
He makes buffalo chicken dip.
I are. And twice baked potatoes. And, well, I don't know.
I don't get invited over to his house anymore because he's got new friends.
I've done some pretty good smoked tilapia at the station. I've done some.
All his new friends get to enjoy all those cool things that he does now.
Yeah,
I don't.
No, not really.
I don't at all.
People I work with get to enjoy those types of things.
This guy, no, not so much. Phone don't ring. All right. There will be way more of America to love in 2030.
Great. How's that?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a projection earlier this week warning that 42% of Americans will be obese by the year 2030. Now, let's discuss this a little bit because these things come out all the time.
Wow. Let me go out on a limb again. Really? That's really? Wow. I need to go make a job where I make multi-millions of dollars a year and say, I came out with a study that says in the year 2030, computers are going to be in every single person's home. Yep. Bam. 500 grand. Give me some money. Are you serious? Really?
You could be a rider for the
42% of this country ain't already obese.
Based off a discussion I had earlier today with some people on the RFT, Riverfront Times Facebook page, you could be a writer for the RFT. Or you could be the host or anchor for a show like Show Me St. Louis or one of these morning shows on a St. Louis news station.
Why is that?
You're really good at coming up with wasted news stories that are non-stories.
Me?
Throwing them out there.
Me?
Yeah, you just did. It was a good one. About computers?
Oh, yeah. Bam.
It's about computers. Dude, that's at least worth 12 blurbs on real news, plus a Show Me St. Louis spot.
Yep.
You know, the reason I'm even bringing that up, I even said that I was going to talk about this. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, call in right now, 314-714-4200. I'd love to hear people. Earlier today, the Riverfront Times posted a blurb about, I guess, a higher-ranking official in the LGBT community, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. Somebody who's on one of their, you know, these organizations, high-ranking member, happens to have an 18-year-old male boyfriend. And this guy's like 31, something like that. Now, their question was, shouldn't he be dating someone a little bit more age-appropriate? Okay, first off, if the RFT is spending money and paying somebody, literally, to even post that crap for their website or their Facebook page, fire that man immediately. Fire that guy and fire the guy who's running the RFT right now. Because that's stupid. That's fluff stuff. The kid is 18. They admit it. The adult is 30 years old. Oh, wait. No. Let me say that. The adult is 18. The other adult is 30 years old. That's their business. And it really doesn't matter what you think. It's a waste of a news story because there are guys like myself that are changing the way podcasting and entertainment are done.
Hey, bring it down a notch, man. You're like on like a 13. You need to bring it down to like a 5.
I'm sorry.
God bless.
There are guys out there that are talented, like Jimmy Dolan, who works here at iWatch Radio, busts his tail, has a great show on the weekends that he does with another individual about law. There are guys like Joe Hipperson. There are guys like Andy. There are all kinds of people that do really good things. And been doing them for years out of this town. But if you're a gangbanger, nothing against any gangbangers. If you're a criminal, if you're a this, if you screwed a bunch of people out of a bunch of money, you're going to get the cover story. Or if you're a loudmouth mommy blogger, you're going to get the cover story on the Riverfront Times. And then you're going to get all this play. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't even want to be on the Riverfront Times. It's not even about that. What it really comes down to is, they decided to also write an article defending a lady by the name of Julie Tristan. Now, Ms. Tristan happens to be a morning show host for Show Me St. Louis, and I think she does other pieces throughout the news for Channel 5. And everybody, Mr. Freeze with David Freeze. That was the thing.
Oh, that
there was the Mr. Freeze goes backwards. Basically, it was a plug to boost the Six Flags bottom line.
Yeah.
So they brought in David Freeze from the world champion St. Louis Cardinals.
The World Series MVP, actually. Thank you.
He is a member of that also team that I just mentioned. I was right. He did win a World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, but he was the MVP of the World Series.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's World Series MVP David Freeze on Freeze backwards.
Right, right. Well, okay.
Which is really weird. Because
it's not like you have to call him Knight David Freeze because he wasn't knighted. It's not like he gets a new title.
It wouldn't be Knight. It would be Sir David Freeze Dick.
Yeah, that's it.
Like Sir David Elton Freeze. John, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Dame, what's her name?
I don't know.
So Judi Dench.
Basically, Dame what they Dench. Did was they took Mr. Freeze and they said, turned it around and said, there you go. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's a new attraction. Because instead of blasting forward and then coming backwards, you blast backwards and you come back forward.
Now, I'm not knocking Julie Tristan, and I'm not knocking Six Flags for coming up with a unique idea. I don't mind that. You know, that's marketing.
Then what's your point?
The problem is that Tristan, the host, who was interviewing David Freeze, hits on him, like voraciously hits on him. For 3 solid minutes. Now I get it. Young, single dude, famous, popular, rich, and you're a host and single, and you think you're hot, which is, you know, I get it. Two people, you're gonna shoot. You know what I'm saying? That's your chance. But she did it during the live interview. It wasn't like she tried it off air and they caught it on camera. No. That was the actual interview. Well, anyway, the video went viral.
Yeah.
The video went viral all over the United States. And basically, everyone came and said the same thing I've been saying. Once again, St. Louis News reporting, doing a bunch of fluff non-stories, putting people out there, and now this chick is firing all over a World Series champion, okay? And nothing came out of it. Like, there was no... The interview was... It was awkward. It looked like David... Like, it put David Freeze in a very bad position.
Yeah,
it literally was not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? And so... You know, and this is whether it's live or whether it's produced, either way, it doesn't matter. Because they still went with the video footage they went with. It just made David Freeze look awkward. No matter what happens. And at the end of the day, the world, it goes viral. And people are trash. The Dead Zone or Spins or whatever, the Dead something. They picked up for Gawker's website and a few other like large companies. Trashed it. Like New York Post, all kinds of people just trash. And they're like, how dare her? Like, what a waste. What a waste of a thing. And then Riverfront Times, because they're really good. They're really, really good at doing fluff pieces. They go out of there. You know what? Hold on. I'll get back to that. We got a caller. Caller, you're live on air. Hey, caller, welcome to the queue.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. Here's the thing. It's a fluff piece, man. It's a fluff piece. There's no reason that it should have been blown out of proportion and even gone viral. They do this with either David Freeze, kitten adoption exchanges, whatever. It's Show Me St. Louis. It's something for stay-at-home moms to watch for and for sports broadcasters to waste time even talking about it. It's absurd. They're the ones wasting time, not Julie Tristan. So.
Oh, no. And we're not knocking Julie because Julie's doing her job. The problem is the station decides to take the fluff piece and run it like a legit newest story in their 4 o'clock and their 5 o'clock and their 6 o'clock news and all this, that, which makes it even worse.
No, I don't think because that was
on the they ran it in Show Me St. Louis.
What's that?
It's from like, it's midday. It's midday news broadcasting.
Yeah, it's like 3:30.
Well, no. They took the piece because World Series champion David Freeze was in it. It's a Cardinals thing.
No, dude,
and they ran it through other pieces.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, ran it. I don't think
I saw it
five.
At the 6 o'clock news.
I don't think it was, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I agree to disagree with you. No disrespect, caller.
I don't know.
All right, well.
I think it's all kind of retarded just, anyway. I mean.
All right, thanks for calling.
What's your idea of it? You haven't even got to the idea of it.
My point is this. We do a lot of fluff news stories here in the St. Louis area. I get it. Okay?
Well, that's in
but
any
not,
market.
Not every single piece of news story has to be fluff. We have more fluff stories that go on in this damn town of St. Louis, Missouri when it comes to the media than we have anything else. Seriously. It's like three murders and then all fluff news stories the whole time.
Why would they post murders on Show Me St. Louis?
I don't think we're talking about Show Me St. Louis. That's my point.
We are essentially talking about Show Me St. Louis.
You're talking about
Julie Tristian and Show Me St. Louis and the story she did on Show Me St. Louis.
What he's saying is that
he saw this on the news, and that during the newscast and during the news broadcast, there's entirely too much fluff going on, which I tend to agree with him. I mean, I watch the news at 5 and 6 every single day.
I was using that as an example is what I was saying. That was an example of the kind of things I'm talking about.
I would disagree, but that's fine. I mean, I've never seen a top story on Fox 2 that they start off with a fluff piece.
No. No, they usually don't.
Caller, can I ask you a question real quick? Caller, you wouldn't by any chance work in St. Louis media, would you?
I do.
Okay, so you're CYA. You're protecting yourself. You don't want to lose a potential job in the future.
I get it. Myself. I think you already know who I am.
I'm just asking.
Yes, I'm in radio.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Have fun.
No problem, man. So anyway, my point is this. We just have too much of it going on. And then when these pieces go viral and they get out into the world, oh my goodness, they call it for what it is. And then the Riverfront Times, because they're used to just throwing fluff stuff out, like the story I said at the beginning about the boyfriends and the misappropriate ages and all that, they defend it because they're like, oh, well, don't take away our fluff stuff. Don't make us really talk about it. Now, you might sit there and go, well, Mark, you kind of talk about some fluff pieces too. Yeah, I get it. My show is designed to talk about current events and just general crap across the board, as well as politics.
Yeah, we're a big fluffing show here.
Like,
that's what we do.
We are professional fluffers. Professional fluffers. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Appreciate the caller for calling in. Thank you so much for doing that. If you want to be a part of the show, 314-714-4200. You're watching iWatchRadio.com. Check out the other great shows. Now you can see what we're talking about. We'll be back on the queue right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Didn't even get a chance to get that on before they brought me back live. Hi.
What up?
So we had a caller call in and defend St. Louis fluff pieces on news. We talked about Andy being a Fairweather Blues and Cardinals fan of Albert Pujols.
Rephrase that. Not a Blues fan, starting to get into hockey.
Okay.
So you can't call me a Fairweather fan there. All right. I don't have, like, let's go Blues all over my house when they're doing good and then, like, caring when they lose and going, no. Fairweather Albert Pujols fan, sure. Loved him while he was here. Have no ill will towards the guy. I don't blame him for taking the money. I think it's kind of funny that he had his longest drought.
Right. You wish him ill success in his career. From this point on out.
Yes. I will say that.
That's weird because just means you're a freaking hater.
But
we get it.
But not a Fairweather Cardinals fan at all.
He's probably the best player in baseball. Deal with it. The guy should go into the Hall of Fame. He'll probably go in as a Cardinal.
He'll probably go in as an Angel.
No way.
Yes.
Nope.
Yep.
Not in a million years.
Short of something seriously bad happening and that guy getting disabled or stopping baseball.
You choose where you
want to
go
years.
In. And he knows he only took the Angels job for the money. He knows what he's going in as because that's where he's going to get his only two World Series rings that he's going to ever have in his career, St. Louis. And that's what he's going to be wearing on his jersey when he hits freaking wherever
Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, there it is. Not that I have anything against the Hall of Fame or anything like that. Anyway, I was talking about fat people. That's right.
Fat kids.
Fat people. 42% of Americans will be obese by 2030.
Yeah, there's a shocker. Oh,
yep.
Well, not to mention the fact that their obese statement is really stupid. It really is.
Well, yeah, because I think that they need to move things around a little bit to make obese truly obese. Because technically, I'm obese. And I do have a gut, a little bit of a fatness here to me. But I'm a tall dude. I pretty much carry my weight pretty decently.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like some like blob just like falling out. I don't have like three knees. I'm not eating Doritos Loco Tacos end-to-end, squirting hot sauce across all 15 of them, which I bet you have, haven't you? Yeah, you have, you fat ass. All right, we're moving on. More St. Louis. I know I got a national fan base, but I just got some great stories coming out of this town, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
Great stories are coming out of this town.
What you going to bash now, hater?
I bleed St. Louis. Born and raised. Been all over the city. Okay. I am the epitome of a St. Louis.
What?
A domestic disturbance call from a South St. Louis home this past spring turned into a bit of a dog and a pony show.
Okay.
That's right. According to the probable cause statements of Diana Kent's 28-year-old, who called the police to complain that her boyfriend, Sean Ingram, a 37-year-old, had hit her. Prosecutors ultimately didn't pursue domestic assault charges, but they did end up charging both parties with unlawful sex with an animal. Their dog. Oh, yeah. Maybe don't read the next bit if you're eating right now. Just going to put that out there. No Doritos. Put your Doritos Loco Taco down. Pay me, Taco Bell, because a lot of people just heard that. Ingram has previously been convicted of possessing child pornography in Illinois. The arresting officer searched his phone and allegedly discovered more child porn in his possession and a video and a moving pictures as well as a video and a moving picture. Oh, like one of those music things.
GIFs. Okay. Like
yeah.
A GIF.
Yeah, GIFs that have... Never mind.
Yeah.
And then Kintz told the officers that Ingram had made her perform sexual activities with a dog, according to the probable cause statement. Ingram had photos of the incident, which the police found. These photos showed photos of the defendants with a dog penis in her mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Surprisingly, unlawful sex with an animal is only a misdemeanor in the city of St. Louis. Go figure. Also, by the way, got this story from the Riverfront Times. So, beautiful fluff piece here. That's what I'm talking about.
That's not really a fluff piece. I mean,
it is when you're fluffing a dog. Period. I sometimes forget Missouri is still overwhelmingly an agricultural state. At any rate, both Ingram and Kintz are now charged with this misdemeanor offense, despite Kintz's assertion that she was unwilling to participate. The dog has since run away, according to Kintz. Good boy.
You know, I'm not really 100% sure, but I think the male.
Here comes the pain.
I think the male in that story, he's going to be going away for a long time.
I hope so.
See, that dude, see, this is where our justice system is flawed.
Let me guess. He's got himself a job working Monday through Friday.
I don't give a shit. Oh. That guy, 37 years old, child porn, dead.
Yep.
Period. Take a 25-cent, 22-caliber bullet and put it right in this
22 seems
temple.
Like, I mean, you Ba-ding. Can spend an extra penny.
No. Put
when,
that...
When
no,
it's a bounce around?
22. No, actually, even better yet, do like Joe Pesci did to Murray.
Could we use
Murray.
This like
no,
a...
No. Joe Pesci.
Okay.
What Joe Pesci did to Murray in Goodfellas, because I just saw this last night.
I'm
stick
serious.
An ice pick right in the back of their fucking neck and make them paralyzed...
Come down with
sorry.
The cuss words.
Sorry.
Calm
sorry.
Down.
Relax. Stick an ice pick in the back of his neck and paralyze him from the chest down.
This is a family show, and I'm the chief chili fry maker of it, period. Calm down.
Wow, did you really just quote some...
I did. I quoted the Insane Clown Posse.
P-O-O-P.
Oh, my goodness. Controlled chaos is in the building, and that's me. I'm chaos, and you can't control it. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Again, you're at like a fucking...
Hey, you know what?
Again with the cuss words.
Jeez,
I'm
really?
Bad.
Seriously.
I am. So, you know what, dude? You're like...
Blues fans. Blues fans.
Blues
stop
fans.
It.
Fins.
Blues fans. Stop it. Oh, Fins. I was thinking about the Sharks.
Fins.
And how you guys beat that mediocre
hockey
team.
What about Blues fans?
Stop it with that attitude and those cuss words.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
You shut your mouth or I'll throw batteries at you. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Batteries, actually, those little round batteries now can actually
CR-2032s?
Yeah, they can eat through your esophagus and stuff.
Who's swallowing CR-2032s?
Your daughter has a very good possibility of doing that.
Well, yeah, she is small, and she will just put random things in her mouth. That's a good point. Have you had this problem recently? Like a lot of people don't understand. Andy... is a medical professional.
I am.
With a fire department. And
I am.
So with that being stated,
have
you had this happen recently?
No. One of my coworkers also works at Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And he said that now it is an emergency procedure, like right away, to immediately flush and irrigate that out because the negative side of the battery, if it lays up against the esophageal wall, or even the tracheal wall, which the difference is the esophagus goes down to the stomach and the trachea goes down to the lungs. But anyway, if it leads up and it leans up against there, the acid will eat a hole through there, and it can cause some serious issues and actually even cause death. Ouch. And so we have been instructed and are now protocoled to say if a child is suspected of swallowing any battery,
okay,
they are an immediate candidate, and that's all we have to say to children's.
Okay.
Child swallowed a battery.
And no matter how much you guys hate me and I'm an arrogant, obnoxious, self-imposed, hypocritical douchebag, you learn things on the queue that you probably wouldn't have learned a lot of other places. Now, would you? Huh?
Wow.
Idiot.
Did you just break into West Virginia talk there?
I did. I'll even open my back door and leave it wide open. No screen.
Did you say
learned? Because it's nice out.
Can you do me a favor?
I believe blue.
Hey, spell learnt for me.
Ellie Ernt. Ellie Ernt.
All right.
John Travolta, a second monsieur, has come forward with allegations of sexual battery and harassment against John Travolta one day after the actor was hit with a similar lawsuit. Check this out. This is what the statement was about the situation. John Travolta had a strange demeanor, bloodshot eyes, and climbed into the already set up massage table. Travolta removed his entire sheet from his body, and he claimed that the sheets were sticky and could not be tolerated because he could not tolerate the heat. Travolta further indicated that he likes a lot of glutes work, meaning a massage of his buttocks. While the plaintiff was massaging near Travolta's buttocks area, Travolta would open his legs and spread his cheeks open and had a full erection and would maneuver in a way to try to force the plaintiff, the secondary plaintiff, to touch his anus and around his anus.
Oh, so she like... So he was trying to get her to touch his West Virginia.
It was a him. Yeah, it was a guy. That was
okay, so whatever. He was trying to get another guy to touch his West Virginia.
Here's the thing. Here's the other thing. Travolta suddenly turned on his stomach with his legs wide open in full erection. And he then tried to force plaintiff number two's hands on Travolta's scrotum. Then Travolta started to grab and rub and caress plaintiff number two's upper thighs and buttocks. Travolta still had an erection and wanted his abdominals done, but Travolta's erection was in the way, and he refused to have his penis covered by a sheet or pillowcase cover.
Oh, yeah, that's good for Johnny.
A little extra note on this because they don't have it written here, but I do know about this. Eventually, he finished off plaintiff number two's little massage session with a little wake and bake jerky jerky. And the person exited stage right very quickly. John Travolta is a weird dude. He's a funny actor in Pulp Fiction, but he's a weird dude. And all these Scientology guys tend to have this weird dude thing going on. Have you noticed?
Is he a Scientologist?
Oh, he is the ultimate. Have you ever seen Battlefield Earth?
God.
It's the story of how Scientology got created. Go check out Battlefield Earth. That's the story of Scientology, or Xenu and the aliens that they like to worship.
You know there's a Church of Scientology on Del Mar?
It is the St. Louis Church of Scientology. Yes, it's the largest one. It's their headquarters for St. Louis. It's been there for many years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Really?
Beautiful building. It's a big building.
Oh, it's a great, yeah. It's
yeah, when
great
you spend it like the rule with their religion is not unlike a lot of other religions, give us money. Boy, but yeah. They just put it straight out there. They're like, okay, if you want to be phase one, it's gonna cost $2,500. If you want to get up to closer to Xenu and the rest of the chamber of aliens, it's gonna cost $5,000. But if you want to be a lifetime member, you need to be rich, famous, and drive planes and spread your cheeks and let masseuses touch your thing.
You know who's weirder than those guys, though?
Insane Clown Posse?
Masons.
Ooh. Yeah, no, I'm not going to say that.
Dude, hey.
I'm not going to say that, man. There's a lot of Masons out there.
No.
There's a lot of Masons out there, man. There's a lot of different sects of the Mason society. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care.
Shriners are Masons to an extent.
Weird.
Shriners are Masons to an extent.
I don't care. They're weird. They are straight freaky. Like cult-like, man.
I'll tell you what I never understood about Masons. And this is for a lot of my black listeners out there. What I've never understood is there are a lot of black Mason orders, except for the fact that the Masons were started by a bunch of racist bigots a long, long time before the black Mason orders came around. So, like, I'm sitting there going, so where is the transition? You know, as far as the United States sections of the Masons go, I don't know where the transition is.
Okay, so there used to be a lot of white colleges.
Okay.
I'm just saying, there used to be a lot of white everything that is now multicultural. So that even goes with it. Unless the Church of the Masons strictly forbids African Americans or something. I don't know.
Did you get a chance to watch that John Cena versus Brock Lesnar fight?
Did the Extreme Rules match?
Yeah, did you get a chance?
I did.
What did you think?
I thought it was horrible.
You thought the match was horrible?
I thought it was 3 minutes of wrestling in about a 20-minute match.
Yeah, it was about a 20-minute match. But didn't you like the brawl aspect? You know, how it started, how he got busted wide open and all? I thought that was actually very entertaining to watch.
I liked that. I liked the opening. What I didn't like was the stopping when John Cena was out of the ring and Brock Lesnar just stood there like a douchebag he is.
Here comes the pain again. There's his sword right there on his chest. His sword.
You know, I didn't like the fact that the doctors had to stop the match twice to check on John Cena's head. I didn't like the fact that...
You just sound like Brock Lesnar, so
John Cena mustered all of, what, 3 offensive moves? A couple of elbows?
But it looked pretty serious from Brock's end. Brock's end looked pretty serious.
Yeah.
Like, he was throwing real knees and 3 elbows and everything. Like, dude looked like he was just fighting.
Then, you know what? You know what I want to see on the next Extreme match that Brock Lesnar and John Cena have?
Brock versus Randy Orton.
No, I want to see.
He quit last night, so it doesn't really matter.
Who, Brock did?
Yes. Good. But, well, did you hear who showed up?
No.
Oh. Newsflash, spoiler for anyone who didn't see Monday Night Raw. Paulie Heyman showed back up. Paulie Dangerously came back.
Really?
And he rocked the freaking mic. It was the most non-existent thing that I've ever seen in professional wrestling. He came out. Hold on. What's that say?
That's awesome.
Have you ever seen Star Wars? That. The only reason I bring it up is that because both of them are fake and kids love it. Yes, I have seen Star Wars.
That's amazing.
42-year-old men, and I'm 36. I love professional wrestling. Yep. And you know what? There it is. Congratulations.
Okay. Anyway,
I watch Game of Thrones too. It's fake.
Back to what I was saying.
You should watch Game of Thrones. It's really good.
I want to see Cain Velasquez come out. Just, you know, have Brock Lesnar sitting there acting like he's all big and bad, and see what happens when. just to see what happens when Cain Velasquez comes out.
What were you laughing at? I'm confused.
That one.
Yeah, why are you laughing at?
Because that's
like,
funny.
They can't see this. So they're listening in their car right now.
That's funny. Okay, it says equal ass slapping for both fan bases. That's funny. I'm sorry.
You're a pro wrestling fan. Fair weather. You're fair weather in everything you do.
How do you
some days? Oh, WrestleMania. I'm gonna watch it because it's a big thing and I want to hang out and watch it. Then all of a sudden, when that's gone, it's like, oh, screw pro wrestling. I hate them.
No.
Now you're just cracking jokes at people like me that like pro wrestling.
So
screw all of you.
So wait a second. So when someone makes a joke about something that I like, I'm not allowed to laugh?
Listen.
Dude, if you don't spend your time laughing, you're going to spend your time hating. And I hate enough stuff already to not have to deal with that.
When they cut each other with the barbed wire, it's as close to kinky gay sex as it gets.
You know, I really wish you could just take that white box and just put it over his face, period. And just leave him out.
I bet you can do that.
There you go. Just like that. But
right.
Now nobody at home can see that, though. That's the problem.
All right, let's move on. Let's
move
get to
on.
This hate mail.
Hate mail.
Okay.
I wish you had
a lot of the other shows here on our station, and I'm not going to get into any names.
Are PC.
Very PC. But I have a fan base, so therefore I have to kind of go beyond PC. Very small. Thousands of fans. Tiny. Now,
for the thousands
and thousands watching at home,
Billy,
let's do some hate mail against Mark Bland in the queue. By the way, if you would like to send me some hate mail because you're a tried and true Blues fan or Cardinals fan or St. Louis Fairweather fan, as I like to call you guys, please go to theqnow.com. There's a contact page. You can click it there. You can put your name and all your information in there. You can call me a douchebag. Call me whatever you want to call me. That's what you guys are really good at.
Do you think Frank's a Fairweather fan?
Frank who? Caliendo?
No.
The guy who's on Fox Sports?
No. Does... My friend, our friend Frank.
I don't know. Anyway, here we go. I heard your rant on Jesus on the last show. It was you are a horrible, hateful individual. You are intentionally attacking the church with blatant lies, or you're an idiot. The Catholic Church has done more good for this country and the world than any other organization on the planet. I would ask that you stop making your stupid statements. But
really?
After about a week of listening to you,
really?
I realized that will not happen. Therefore, I will fight with all my ability to have you dropped it by as many radio stations as possible.
Oh, my God.
Lucky for you, I'm only on one radio station, so if you can get them to drop me, that's great. I'll still have the show and still have the fan base because I have no local fan base. I have a national fan base.
Wow. Wait. Hold on. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But I did slap Jesus. I'm a Catholic, grown up Catholic, been a part of the Catholic Church, yeah, communion, first communion, know, all that stuff.
Spectacles, testicles,
unfortunate, as far as this goes,
that's actually very true.
As far as this goes, and if the guy from the 1920s in a bad, like, Mickey Dolenz film can stop throwing those things up, that would be fantastic. If I was to slam Jesus, then I could understand your thing, but I didn't slam Jesus. I just said that there's a lot of other things that you can believe in, and they have just as much validity as all I was saying. It doesn't mean that you do or don't like Jesus. Now, here's a really good one.
No. I want to go back to this whole thing about Catholics.
We only got a couple minutes left. Go ahead, knock it out.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do an after
show. No, hold on. The Catholic Church has done more good for this country and the world than any other organization on the planet. Really?
Can I have my piece?
Really? Really? Look at the formation of the Catholic Church.
But at the same
time, tell me that they've done more good than anyone else in this world.
The number one.
Are you stupid?
The number one organized business in the entire world that makes more money than anything is the Catholic Church.
Bam. Yeah, but they've done the best and they've done the most good. Yeah, raping and pillaging people back in the 1500s.
Mark, at times, I have a very hard time listening. You believe that you are the only one who knows the score and what needs to be done.
True.
Let me tell you, Obama is not the best person to be our president. Elect him and we will keep our present status. There is only one candidate that is truly interested in real change in this country. We have to get away from global warmongering. We must reduce government and must cut taxes. Ron Paul is the only candidate willing to do against the status quo and return us to greatness. In your heart of hearts, you know it to be true, but you will not admit it because you too, while you talk a good game, believe in big government, high spending, and government control over most issues. Think of the presidents that we've had since 1964. Not one had a desire to cut anything. That includes all the Republicans like Ronald Reagan that you love so much, I bet. I bet you're a huge Ronald Reagan fan. Because if you ask any conservative who their favorite president of all time was, they always say Ronald Reagan. And you just admitted that he was a part of the same plan as the rest of them. It's not a Republican versus Democrat thing. It's a government thing. No matter who gets into that chair, I'm going to change the world. My name is Barack Obama and vote for me. And then the day before he gets into office, they literally pull him off to the side and they bring him into this little room and it's George Bush sitting there and he goes, hey, let me tell you something, Barack. It's going to be real simple.
You ain't going
to. You said that you wanted to get all our troops out of Iraq. Well, let me show you something. And he introduces them to like five people. These people put dude on point for the next hour straight. And when he walks out of that room, he goes, yeah, all that crap I said, I'm not going to be able to do it. That doesn't change the fact that you don't have a candidate worth anything on the conservative side. I'm still voting for Barack Obama, and you kiss my butt. Done. All right.
I just don't like Barack Obama, period. I think he's an idiot.
Last thing, and I'm getting out of here. Mark, love the show, and I think you and Travis are hilarious when you go back and forth. I love Travis, too. He's a great dude, but he's conservative, so he can... Never mind. I have an issue, and I think it would be great to hear your two break it down for me. Recently, my boyfriend of more than a year and I went out for drinks and then came back to his place. We made love and fell asleep naked next to each other. Then, in the middle of the night, I woke up to the sound of my own fart. Two farts, actually. The next morning, we both acted normal. He didn't say anything, and neither did I. We even went to the movies at his suggestion. I am so incredibly mortified about this. I'm sure he heard it because he's a light sleeper. I don't know if I should talk about it with him because he hasn't brought it up. Even if he wants to bring it up, it's probably awkward for him. What should I do?
Let me answer this one. I got this one. What you should do, my dear, is go to
woman farts in bed with her boyfriend.
Go to White Castle.
Yep.
Get a Crave case.
Yep.
Eat that sumbitch.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a case of Guinness.
Yep.
Get real messed up.
There you go. Everybody sing. Go ahead.
Get really, really messed up.
Yep.
Make love.
Yep.
Fall asleep naked in each other's arms.
Yep.
And about 4 hours later,
toot away.
Fart and Dutch oven him. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. He'll do the same thing.
I don't even know what to say to that. Ladies and gentlemen,
I mean,
on that note,
really?
We've got to get out of here.
Everybody farts. It's part of the human anatomy, man. It's just going to happen.
We've got to get out of here on the show. I just want to say, listen, I had a game I wanted to play. Maybe I'll find a way to get Andy on a little post-show type thing so we can record it. A little bonus content for the Boiling Point. Also, first I want to thank Andy Eckel. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, dude. Thanks to iWatch Radio for hosting the show. Make sure you go and check out the new Boiling Point blog for extra content that doesn't make it the show at theqnow.com, which is something I'm working with him on after this. Also, check out our past shows and future shows. Plus, get in and support this show. It only costs $100 to sponsor an entire show. And you are on that episode for perpetuity. That means for the rest of the entire time that this show exists, 20 years from now, your show still is running and is promoting and everything that has to do with that. So this means you and your product are represented forever by The Q. Go to theqnow.com, find out a little bit more about the show, myself, and all this. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless all of you. God bless Mike W. and all those blues lovers out there who absolutely hate me. Go Flyers. And, ladies and gentlemen, God bless the United States of America. My name is Mark Bland. That's been Andy Eckel. We're out of here. That's been The Q for this week. Got no paper, cause the safe is not so safe. The piggy bank got legs and feet and can't get up and walk away. Shouting with my southern drawl, awkwardly I spray like the backside of a skunk in the stash house with the pump. It's the whip in my-